Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.
Good morning to you. Internet safety, there are many elements to it. The spotlight is going on it today. We're going to be talking about it on the programme today. And there's also the abuse of the internet. And I saw one of the headlines basically saying MLA calling for jail for online abusers and people who are involved in revenge porn and all of that. I want to speak to Basil McRae, who is that MLA. Basil McRae, good morning.
Good morning.
This is all linked to amendments to the Justice Bill. We don't want to confuse people with the politics of it. However, do give us a broad brush on where we are politically with a couple of moves linked to internet safety.
It is quite complicated, so let's try and see if we can do it simply. The first thing is there are some extreme pornographic images that have to be dealt with in a different way, and we have to bring ourselves in line with the United Kingdom, so we're going to be looking at that. We then have to move on to what is an increasingly serious problem, which is to do with revenge porn. That's to say where people have got images of people that they used to go out with or whatever, the relationship breaks up and then those pictures get published. And so there's a question about, is that an illegal act? And of course, we think it should be. And that's one of the things we'll be talking about today. And then it goes on a wee bit further. It says, because this is what actually happens with a lot of young people defined under the law as being under the age of 18, that they do share images of each other in a way that would be quite explicit. And the question is, at the moment, that is against the law. It means that people will not report those images to the police because they're afraid of getting done for it themselves. And yet, this may not be the right way forward. So these are the sort of images that we have to, the sort of issues that we have to be tackling. And then you can take it further, Frank, by going on, but we'll not get this all done at this particular time. I think it's an issue we'll have to look at in the future. The specific amendments about identifying online trolls who bully and intimidate people and potentially to very tragic circumstances.
What do we have to do, or how quickly can we catch up with England and Wales? Is that doable, or do we have to wait until the next assembly comes in?
Well, the first items that I was talking about, the extreme pornography and the so-called revenge porn, I think we'll get that done this time. We'll get that done before the next election, so that's going through today. Some of the other things, there's just a danger that you bite off more than you can chew, that we are, as the Lord Chief Justice was talking about this at the Justice Committee meeting, that the law is falling behind what the internet is up to, and we really have to move pretty quickly to do it. I'm just not sure whether our procedures will let us get it done before the next election.
Who's suffering the most from the abuse of the internet here in Northern Ireland?
So you move from what they call the dark net, which is like serious cyber crime, to the equally serious but different framework of cyber bullying, of people doing intimidation. And then you get the stage, and this is one of the things that maybe people of a certain generation, maybe my generation, you almost struggle to understand it, that people are able to swap images of themselves, young people, who say, look, it's a consensual act, I'm swapping images between my boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever, and yet they don't realise that, A, that's illegal, and B, at some stage, it may be used in a way that they're not happy with. So there's an awful lot of really serious problems that are coming forward. And those are the people most at risk, our young people.
At the moment in Northern Ireland, if you have a picture of your ex-girlfriend, which is a revealing picture, which she has sent to you, feeling good about sending it to you, and the relationship for some reason has broken up, and you use that to get back at her, at the moment, can you be arrested for that?
So there are... we want to make that an explicit offence, that's what's called revenge porn. So it is the law in England and Wales, but it's not yet transferred over to us. You can prosecute under different legislation, but we want to make it an explicit offence here just to bring us in line. The more challenging question for us is, a lot of young people will say, we are just swapping images of ourselves, video cams or whatever. It's an entirely consensual act. We trust each other. We knew what we're doing. Why would that be illegal? It's got nothing to do with you. And yet, actually, we probably do have to look about whether we would decriminalise that activity, as some people have suggested, because that would make people more likely to come forward if they had got, look, I've got these images, it happened in a previous relationship or whatever, but I'm not going to come forward if I'm going to be put in jail. And yet, some of the other advice we're getting is saying, no, if you decriminalise it, you run all sorts of risk about not being able to prosecute the more serious things later on. So that's the big debate that we've got to get up to speed with. It is a really serious issue. It is becoming much more prevalent in England and Wales. I've no doubt that the same thing is happening here. And quite frankly, our legal framework doesn't let us deal with it properly.
And away from the sexual aspect of it, are the MLAs themselves being pressurised by trolls? Are there people who are going through a purgatory every day because of the abuse they're taking online?
It's absolutely amazing. There are other amendments which I will be introducing in the fullness of time, and we've got them. We did get them tabled, but we won't have time to talk about them today or tomorrow. But the amount of abuse that named individuals are getting from anonymous trolls is phenomenal. And these cause real distress. These are really horrible things that people say. And, you know, it's not just MLAs. It is school children. It is people that live down the street. It is somehow people seem to think that just because they're anonymous that they can say what they like. And, of course, it's quite difficult to go and reveal the identities of who these people are. So there is a significant amount of pressure building now to say, do you know what? If you say it online, it's just the same as if you say it on the Frank Mitchell show. It's just the same as if you say it in the street. You have to be identified and you have to be held accountable. And I think that is an increasingly serious issue that will be dealt with in the very near future.
OK, Basil McRae, thank you very much indeed. Basil McRae, the leader of NI21. Wayne Denner is an expert in the field. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Wayne, you give lectures on this. This is your ballpark and you understand every element of it. I find it hard to believe, and I'm hearing it from experts all the time, that so many young people are sending revealing images of themselves across the internet. Do they not have the brains they were born with?
You know, I was listening to Basil there, and he makes a lot of good points. And I think the only thing that was missing from a lot of what he was saying is that we just want to be careful that we don't label young people as the people who are engaging in this behaviour. The research out there shows that actually all people are engaging in this sort of behaviour. And the missing piece in the puzzle for me is the education, Frank. Today being, of course, Safer Internet Day, and the theme being Play Your Part for a Better Internet, we've left it too long to be starting to play our part for a better internet. And as a result of this, we've got all this underlining behaviour which is taking place online where we didn't deliver any education for so long, and now we're trying to finally play catch-up.
So how many people across Northern Ireland, regardless of what age they are using the internet as some form of mail service that will catch them out in the end, where they'll have to live with the embarrassment? If it doesn't come to blackmail or indeed to abuse, they still have to live with the embarrassment from somewhere.
Of course, and that's the thing, you know, and that's many of the messages that, you know, we're trying to deliver in schools, that, you know, you need to think before you post it online. You need to be very careful about anything you upload and you share online. You need to be extremely careful with, you know, apps such as Snapchat, because there is no such thing as gone after 10 seconds. There are other apps out there that allow you to save them. So it's very much getting this message hit home that you need to start taking responsibility from the images that you're uploading and you're sharing online. It actually starts with you, you know, that you need to take that responsibility. So the education for me remains critical in all this, and we need to be starting the education younger and younger. So this needs to start in primary school, and this needs to be starting in P1. So we start our internet education, our e-safety education, very early, and then as young people grow up and you know, move through school, we need to evolve the education into a point where we're changing the themes and the topics to suit the actual age that they are. Whether they're 16 to 18, we talk a lot about online reputation and maybe less about the e-safety.
And there'll be people who are suffering, and Basil McRae touched on it there, from abuse, the trolls on the internet who think they can say whatever they wish. They're evil in many ways, those who do it from an anonymous perspective. Can we really trace those people? Can we really bring them to book?
Well, look, I agree with what Basil's saying there. You know, the internet's a public space, and, you know, you can't be coming out with things online that you wouldn't say in the real world, you know, that you wouldn't say offline. So, you know, just as, you know, you were taught, and I was taught when I was growing up, if you wouldn't say it to someone's face, then, you know, don't say it at all. So we have to be very, very careful. The social networking platforms, you know, can do more, of course, you know, in relation to bringing these you know, trolls, exposing these trolls and really working a little bit more with law enforcement in relation to this, because there are certain platforms which need to do more. We have to be very careful about any legislation we do try and push through, because, you know, if we don't, the courts are going to become very, very busy. This all stems back, for me, to the education. We need to be very specific in any